Welcome to EAA Radio, the voice of EAA. I'm Magneto Mel, and Amy Laboda is here with me. And
you bet.
We're also joined by Teresa Demers of Lightspeed Aviation.
Good morning, ladies.
She's been with us before. Lovely to have you back.
Thank you.
So you've got some things that you wanted to chat about coming with Lightspeed Aviation. First of all, you make headsets.
We do, active noise reduction headsets for pilots.
Among other things.
Yes.
And you've got a new line or a new product coming?
We do. We've got a product that we call Zulu PFX, which we're demonstrating here at the field. And we've been shipping the product for about a month, and we're very excited about it. It really represents a next generation in headsets. And we say that because of all the technologies that are embedded into it, namely that it is kind of a two-way ability to have data coming in. And so with the FlightLink app that is available, there's a lot of information that the pilot can access about their headset, things like their battery level indicator and that kind of stuff, as well as it gives them the opportunity to have the power to control a lot of the preferences in the headset as well.
Oh, that's nice for people like my husband and I. He's got his tinnitus and things like that. And so, you know, you need to personalize those headsets to match up with the different characteristics of people's hearing.
Absolutely, yes. And so there's opportunities in there to adjust the treble and the bass for both your comms separate from your music as well. So for those pilots that like to Bluetooth in their music or even wire in the music, they can keep those separate and stuff.
And now, can you tell me a little bit about the acoustic response mapping and what that's all about?
Sure. Yeah, that is one of the ways that it personalizes the headset. And so what happens is when you turn it on, there's a button that you can push. We call that the action button. And that will play a little tone. And what's doing then, it's mapping the auditory landscape of the pilot's ear or the passenger, whoever's wearing the headset, their ear. And from that point on, it delivers everything that the headset delivers is tailored to that person. So whether it's the intercoms or music, whatever audio comes through the headset from that point on is personalized to the user.
So you've got some personal preferences you can set and some that it kind of detects for you.
Exactly. So well put.
Very
yes.
Customized headset.
That's really revolutionary. Now, Lightspeed's in the headset business, but Lightspeed also has a whole lot of other things going on in aviation that you're doing even here at the show. Can you tell me a little bit about the partnerships you've got with the Lightspeed Aviation Foundation?
Yes.
And the outreach you're doing these days? One of the things I love about your company is that you do this kind of outreach.
Well, thank you very much. And it's certainly a part of our culture and certainly the heart of our Alan Schrader, you know, is to be able to give back to the industry that has been so good to us. And so we have the Lightspeed Aviation Foundation. I can find out a lot about it on the web. They have their own website, or you can link to it from our site as well, or lightspeedaviation.com website. But really what the outreach there is that each year a slate of finalists are selected that will receive grants from the Lightspeed Aviation Foundation. They're all aviation-related companies. And then the pilots get to pick, and we call that Pilots' Choice Awards. And so...
And you just announced the finalists at Sun and Fun this
That's
year,
right.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. So we're in the voting period right now. And so so anybody who's listening, just go out to lightspeedaviationfoundation.org and look for the associations there that you like, or you can learn about all of them. I don't have them all off the top of my head, but they range all kinds of sort of outreach groups and groups that are involved in aviation growth. So those are really the two primary focuses of the Aviation Foundation. But that's the pilots get to vote, and then at the end of the season, the organizations that got the most votes from pilots get the grants, and it's kind of in a descending order based on the number of votes they got. So it's one of the things that's great about it, just as a side note, is that it gives the organizations a lot of power, too, because it helps them to be able to tell their message when they can say, hey, go vote for us, you know, on this thing. And so it gives them a kind of a reason to reach out and expand their membership and expand their story, too, because they have this vehicle around the voting. So the organizations that are finalists get real excited about it, too, and get very creative about how to get votes, and which helps their mission as well.
Well, and also from people voting for the recipients that they'd like to see, you get an idea of what the general aviation public, what's important to them, and what kind of organizations and efforts, you know, are popular among your clients.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's good too. Yes.
And that's not the only kind of support you do. You sponsor a lot of these organizations, even on the side sometimes, I noticed, that Lightspeed is out there, you know, helping out.
Thank you. We try to do as much as we can, right? And so there's a lot of things, in fact, on the field, even this week, there's a lot of fun things that we're a part of, not necessarily so much as much charity related, but we are a sponsor of the Flying Challenge Cup. And so the finals for that will be on Wednesday morning out at the main stage. There's going to be 12 finalists competing on that, and that's been a four-month-long competition that some of you probably know about, Flying Magazine and Redbird kind of behind that. We're also doing our own treasure hunt on the grounds.
Tell me about that.
The treasure hunt is a lot of fun. We did the first one at Sun and Fun and just kind of figured out how to do it. And we've expanded it in a much bigger way here at Oshkosh. So there are 50 treasure chests, or by the end of the week, there will be 50 treasure chests hidden around the grounds. And they're actually small chests, maybe 8x8x6, something like that. And inside of them are the instructions on what to do with it and also a puzzle piece. And so if you find one of those, you bring that back to our booth. And we're filling in a puzzle that's a Lightspeed picture, but there will be 50 of those, and every person then who gets one of those puzzle pieces is entered into a drawing to have a chance to win a Zulu PFX headset.
Oh,
so it's a pretty good a 1 in 50 odds.
I know where Amy's going
at this. No, this is killing me because I can't participate. This is part of the deal. Yeah. Oh man,
it's
somebody's going to get a good headset.
It's a great prize, a pretty good odds of winning, and so. To play in the game, you just you can either come to our tent each day. We post the new coordinates, about 8 coordinates a day, so it's all a GPS based thing. So something that pilots love, which is navigating and finding and stuff. But the families love it too. And we did it at Sun and Fun. We had whole families that would do it together and would come with their puzzle piece, and we take a picture of the mom and the dad and the 4 kids and stuff. So it's a fun thing to do. And the grounds here are so immense that you can really we found a lot of good hiding places, I think. So
when did you come out and do that?
Over the weekend, believe it or not. So there were a lot of people here. And some of the chests are still yet to be hidden, but some of them are there. And so each day we post about 8 coordinates, new ones. You can either come by our tent at number 259 or go on to the lightspeedaviation.com website and for treasure hunt. And you'll see the day's coordinates will be posted there. This morning we had, I think by 7 o'clock, we had a couple of people that had already been out early looking for the chests. So it's a lot of fun.
It just started this morning?
Yes, yeah. Today was first day. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm really loving all these interactive activities.
Isn't that wonderful?
These interactivities.
We're speaking with Teresa Demers from Lightspeed Aviation. And all you geocache fans out there, this is the Oshkosh game you want to play.
Yep.
So you got to get over to Lightspeed and find out more about it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And now where is your tent located?
We're in tent number 259, or right outside of Hangar Bravo.
Okay, so you're the same place you were last year?
Yes,
okay,
exactly. Yeah.
Yep. For anybody that was here last year.
Yes, we have a nice little corner of a spot there.
Oh, that's wonderful. When they get over there, can they try on any headset?
They can try on any of our headsets for sure. We have a bunch of Zulu PFXs that are available, and a lot of people trained up. We bring a big team here, so we have a lot of people that are happy to demonstrate them. We also have our Zulu 2s and our Sierras on display there as well. So
I would think you'd encourage people to do that because a headset is such a personal thing.
Right, and so we give people an opportunity to really try them on, go through all the features. We have airplane engine noise, simulated in there pretty loud, and so that you can really get a sense of what the quieting is doing as well. So, yeah, we would really love people to come down.
That's wonderful. Are there any show specials, reasons why they would want to buy that headset here?
We are doing a show special right now. We have a promotion going on where anybody who buys any Lightspeed headset from now till August 17th will get a free subscription to Cloud Ahoy, which is a really cool app that you guys might know about, but it's basically a post-flight debriefing app, largely for general aviation pilots. So again, just your smartphone or your iPad with a GPS tracks all this data, and then you go into Cloud Ahoy and then see your flight in 3D and all kinds of stuff. It's really amazing. So anyways, a free subscription to Cloud Ahoy, which is worth $45.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good.
And now, how long have you been out with the latest headset?
It's been shipping for just about five. I think we're in our fifth week now.
Okay, so it was pretty new.
It's brand new.
It was on pre-order up until that.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. It was being pre-ordered for a while. So we're real excited. We've got a lot of pilots who have bought one now and had a chance to fly with it. We're getting.
So can you take one home with you today?
Yes. We have dealers on site that all have them in stock. And so, yeah, earlier in the week is probably going to be better for a take-home.
What about your exchange program, your change-up program? Can you use that, too?
We've got the great trade-up program, and right now we're not doing trades yet on Zulu PFX. Okay. We will start doing those in the fall. Right now we have a lot of people who have had one on order for several months, and so we're fulfilling those orders first. But once we kind of get through the backlog, then we'll start our trade-up program on
it. And what is that about, the trade-up program?
So any headset can qualify for the trade-up program. There's different values, and there's a chart of those values on our website.
Yours or others.
Right. Yeah. Ours or others. So anywhere from $50 to $450 is available for a trade-up value, depending on what headset you mm-hmm. have. And then toward any of our headsets, Sierra, Zulu, and 2, and Zulu PFX, they'll have a little different schedule, but they all qualify for a trade.
One of the other things I like about Lightspeed is they have terrific product support. Mm. And I've had Lightspeeds in the past, and as we well know, if you use your headset over and over and over again, it's possible you could wear your certain things out on the headset, some earlier than others. And one of the points that can be a weak point on any of these noise canceling headset mm-hmm. is the button that turns the noise canceling on. And Lightspeed is terrific. You call them up, they give you an RMA number, it goes out, it comes back, it works like new again.
We call that the Fisher Price factor.
The Fisher Price factor. I like that. I like that a lot.
That's great. Yeah. So thank you for that too. Our customer support is very, very important to us. And we have a published 5-year warranty, but we will continue to repair headsets as long as we have parts for them, and we don't charge for those repairs. So we just really, really put a high priority on taking care of our customers and doing it quickly. Pilots, we have a lot of pilots that fly for a living that use their headsets, CFIs and professional pilots, and so we also turn them around real quickly as well.
And your websites again for people that aren't on the field and can't come by?
Sure.
You would share that?
Yes, lightspeedaviation.com for our regular site, and then we have lightspeedaviationfoundation.org for our charitable site.
Okay, mm-hmm. And that's your charity. And then once again, you've got your booth on the field here.
We do.
And that's over by Hangar B. Right.
Exactly, yeah, right outside of Hangar B.
Mm-hmm. And when we all find those treasure hunt puzzle pieces and give them to our friends that we want to have them, they just bring them on over to your booth.
Yep, and you can see the puzzle as it's starting to get assembled by the pieces coming in.
Oh, that'll be interesting through the week.
I got to keep stopping by.
Yeah, well, at least that's something to keep us engaged.
That's
exactly right. We can watch through the window. So
so true.
Well, Teresa, we've been speaking with Teresa Demers of Lightspeed Aviation. It's been a pleasure to have you back with us again.
Well, thank you both for having me very much. It's always a great conversation.
Thank you very much. You're listening to EAA Radio.